In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. So one of my Black friends challenged that the term African-American is a white supremacy term. I am British, Irish, Cherokee American, but I've never been profiled that way. Is it an offensive term? His point made sense to me and intrigued me. And I would actually love to hear the like full story of kind of what that was, because I did a little bit of research on the term African-American, and it's kind of more popularly thought to have like sprung up in the 80s, Jesse Jackson and his crew, when they were, you know, just taking back the power of you know, what's in a name, and they wanted to expand it from Black to African-American and take back some of that historical heritage. That is kind of the first thing that you find. But what I, as I continue to dig deeper, was actually that the word African-American was first seen in print in like 1782. And this was actually in a pamphlet that was created by a minister. It was a minister. It was a sermon that he wrote, and he was referring to himself as African American. And so as I was looking around, I didn't see any links of African American to white supremacy specifically. And the fact that the first time it was mentioned in print was like 1782, the, you know, white supremacy was called something else at that time. But it comes from, you know, it was around way, way, way before Jesse Jackson started to say it. So that would be my answer to that. And then I had a similar question, or in the same vein, someone asked if African-American, like using that terminology, is like in or out. And so these are, again, like, this is what I think about it. What I would say that if you want to know what someone wants to be called, regardless of what race they are, is that you ask. Because I have friends who are very, very adamant that they do not want to be called Black, because if when you call them Black, you get rid of African-American, and African is very, very, very important to them, and very, very, very important to them and their identity, and they don't want that to be stripped out. I also know people who are equally as adamant that they don't want to be called African-American. They are American and they've, you know, grew up in this country. And so they want to be called Black. Me personally, I actually don't care if you call me African-American or Black. And so I think the easiest way to navigate this space is to just ask people, what is it that you'd prefer to be called? And that can go for lots of different things, right? And when we think about identity, whether it's your ethnicity, whether it's your race, gender, anything, you can just ask people. And that's like the shortest and easiest way to not offend someone by calling them the wrong thing. So African-American in or out, it totally depends on the person. That's my answer to that.
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.